Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tina.
Yes.
What did you manage to lose, Tina?
I've lost 23 pounds.
Ooh, that's a good one. How did you do that?
Well, I went on a no sugar, no carb, no dairy diet, and we have a new wide MCA in Lockport, and I've been exercising every day, swimming in the pool. The Y is beautiful here.
Nice.
And I've been following the diet, and 23 pounds gone.
So when you say no carbs, do you mean like breads, or because some fruits have carbs, that kind of stuff? How did you do no carbs?
No fruit whatsoever.
Okay.
And only a sweet potato or brown rice here and there.
Nice. Very nice. Congratulations on getting a hold of it. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Where's the Y in Lockport? I haven't seen it yet.
It is behind, it's on Snyder Drive.
Okay.
Behind Tops.
Perfect place.
Oh, behind yep. Tops, yeah.
That's right. Yes.
Don't give me an address. Just tell me what
Snyder
it's near.
Snyder Drive, which is obviously a fantastic address. I love that. Thank you for calling. Sharon, you're on Kiss 98.5. What did you manage to lose?
I lost my diamond engagement ring.
Oh, my goodness.
When and did you find it?
Well, I'm a school nurse, so school ended and we had a school party, so we went to a restaurant and I didn't want to have it on myself, so I put it in my pants pocket. Well, I couldn't find it for months. I had the pants wherever. I don't know where I put the pants, but I found the ring when school started in my school pants.
Oh, your school pants.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
Wait, so explain to me why you took it off.
I don't know. It wasn't a good idea. It was a 3-carat diamond ring, and I didn't even tell my husband because we're obviously married, but I had it. It was gone the whole summer, and I was so sick about it, I couldn't even tell him.
Oh,
so you went to a work party, but you took off your ring for
safety reasons.
It was really dumb. You know, that was a really dumb idea. I've never done that again. But, yeah, I took off my ring. I put it in my pocket. Mm-hmm. And then I totally forgot where it was. Didn't wear my school pants again, you know, because
your foremothers taught you a lesson for taking the ring off.
I got a buddy did that at the world's largest disco.
It's weird how
just
that
for safety,
just
wanted
to
take it off.
Did it at happy hour, too?
Exactly, because you're going to lose it at happy hour.
Thank you, Sharon. I'm glad
thank you for sharing.
Travis.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
What'd you manage to lose?
I didn't manage to lose anything. My son, who's not even a year old, managed to lose his bottle. I fed him, and then he's like, oh, I want to play with this for a little bit. So I'm like, all right, he's preoccupied. Went to the bathroom, came back, can't find the bottle anywhere.
It's under something.
And a half.
Yeah, it's under something.
I tried under everything. I'm starting to think it's over something.
Nope.
That is so funny. What was in the bottle?
Oh, formula.
Yeah, because that was
You'll
find it because that will smell after a while. You'll
it'll
get that.
Find you.
Well, you unfortunately finished that one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's
so
I don't
funny.
Know what he do.
I know, right?
Oh, that's impressive.
One of these days you're going to find it. Shannon, you're on Kiss 98.5. What did you manage to lose?
Oh, I lost my brand new leather coat in the fall, you know. I was getting ready last year to go to the Haunted Catacombs and whatnot, and so I got this nice brand-new coat. I needed a new coat because, you know, you look good, you feel good, and I wore it the one time, came home, cannot find it to this day. Went out and bought another coat.
Oh, my gosh.
Cannot find it anywhere.
Did you have somebody at your house that might have grabbed it accidentally?
No.
Isn't that so weird?
It's just disappeared.
Yeah.
And I almost remember I'm going to put it here. That way, in the fall when I need it again, it'll be right here. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea where that was.
Do you have ghosts?
Good question.
We do, actually.
Oh, yeah, and see? Go. Well, there you go. There's your answer right there. Tell me about the ghost in your house.
Oh, you know those monitors that they have, the baby monitors that actually can watch the baby sleep? Well, my boyfriend and his ex lived here before me, and the baby was sleeping upstairs, and they had the video monitor on the baby, and they saw this orb come down and circle around the baby, and it made her really nervous, and she shot upstairs, and then, poof, the ghost was gone. The orb was gone, just like that. They actually caught it on camera.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, and I feel like when I come down the stairs, I feel like somebody's trying to push me down the stairs sometimes.
Wow. Wow. When you're wondering where the leather coat is, I'll tell you, that ghost is wearing it. Walking around, ooh, I'm cool.
Just want my coat back, man.
I know. Wow, that's a great story. Thanks for calling. Kim, you're on Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi.
What did you manage to lose, Kim?
Oh, my goodness. This isn't something I lost recently, but I had this Russell pillow when I was a little girl, and I carried it with me my whole life. And one winter, I couldn't find it. And my dad went out to shovel, and he found it in the snow. And then years later, I went on a vacation, and I realized I didn't have it with me on the plane because I carried it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And the flight attendant threw it in the garbage.
Oh, no!
What? I know.
Oh, that is such a bummer. You know, anytime I see something that looks like a special toy, I always will put it somewhere, bring it to a service counter, just because you know when you see something
like
that.
Yeah, once you've been through that with kids, you understand it's a blankie, it's a something, a stuffy.
Baby Goo Goo was like our
thing. A ruffle pillow. Yep. What was yours, baby?
It was Baby Goo Goo. Kristen was obsessed with little Simba, and it got flattened in the laundry of a hotel we were staying at for Easter. And Baby Goo Goo came back literally, Nick, like Flat Stanley instead of like a little plush animal. It was so funny.
And she had Blanky, too. I remember Blanky.
Yes, she did. Blanky's a big deal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.